My Inheriar have a saying. Some days you are the axe. Some days you are the decapitated head. I like it so much, I'm having t-shirts made for the Hotel Valhalla gift shop. As the All-Father, God of Wisdom, King of the Aesir, and ruler of all Asgard, I am usually the axe. Strong, powerful, in control. Usually. But one day, not long ago, well, let's just say things went awry. It started when Hunding, bellhop of Valhalla, informed me of a disturbance in the feast hall of the slain. Disturbance? I asked as I opened the hall door. Splat! A food fight, Lord Odin! I peeled a slab of uncooked Saehrimnir from my cheek. So I see. It wasn't just any food fight, it was a Valkyrie food fight. Above me, a dozen or more airborne choosers of the slain swooped and dive-bombed while pelting one another with feast beast meat, potatoes, bread, and other edibles.
Enough!
My voice sent a shockwave through the hall. All fighting stopped.
Drop your weapons!
Saehrimnir steaks and other foods hit the floor.
Now clean up this mess and think about what you've done.
As the Valkyries moved to find mops, I beckoned to Hunding, who was cowering in a corner.
Walk with me.
We wove our way through Hotel Valhalla, the eternal home of my Inheriar, mortals who had died heroically. My noble Valkyries are responsible for whisking the deceased here, where the brave warriors trained to fight on the gods' side against the giants at Ragnarok. The Day of Doom. If you wish to know more about this afterlife program, refer to my informational pamphlet, Dying to Fight. I paused at the bottom of a stone staircase. Since the death of Gunilla, captain of the Valkyries, some of my handmaidens have become feisty. I touched my face where the raw meat had struck. I had hoped the Valkyries would choose a new captain themselves. Since they have not, I must intervene. Hunding looked relieved.
Do you have Gunilla's replacement in mind, Lord Odin?
Sadly, I did not. My first choice, Samira Al-Abbas, had opted to become my Valkyrie in charge of special assignments instead. I had no second choice. Yet. Tell the Thanes to bring candidates to the Thing Room in 1 hour. I'll be scanning the Nine Worlds from Hlidskjalf, if you need me. And Hunding.
Yes, Lord Odin.
Don't need me. I mounted the stairs to my pavilion and sank onto Hlidskjalf, the magic throne from which I can peer into the Nine Worlds. The seat cradled my posterior with its ermine-lined softness. I took a few deep breaths to focus my concentration, then turned to the worlds beyond. I usually begin with a cursory look-see of my own realm, Asgard, then circle through the remaining eight. Midgard, realm of the humans, the elf kingdom of Alfheim, Vanaheim, the Vanir god's domain, Jotunheim, land of the giants, Niflheim, the world of ice, fog, and mist, Helheim, realm of the dishonorable dead, Nidavellir, the gloomy world of the dwarves, and Muspelheim, home of the fire giants. This time, I didn't make it past Asgard because goats. Specifically, Thor's goats, Marvin and Otis. They were on the Bifrost, the radioactive rainbow bridge that connects Asgard to Midgard, wearing footy pajamas. But there was no sign of Thor, which was odd. He usually kept Marvin and Otis close. He killed and ate them every day, and they came back to life the next morning.